If you haven't heard about Heartbleed, you soon will. And look, I preface this story with this. I typically shun the sort of cyber hysteria that gets run in news in some quarters. And look, frankly, sometimes it's difficult for people to know what is a genuine concern and what is the 2014 equivalent of the Y2K bug. But I can tell you this, this situation with Heartbleed is serious. Stilgarian is our IT and cybersecurity expert who writes for Crikey and a host of other online publications. Stilgarian, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Will.
Still, in simple terms, what is Heartbleed and who's affected by it?
Well, I think the simplest way of explaining Heartbleed is that although we get so many problems with software on the internet. Let's face it, every bit of computer software has bugs in it.
Sure.
And it's, you know, the people who run the internet, the thousands of people around the world, they find a bug, they go, oh, geez, and then they fix it, and then they tell everyone, you know, and get on with it.
Yeah.
It's a bit like fixing potholes in a road. Pretty much what we've discovered here is that every bridge has a flaw in it. You know, this Heartbleed. I keep wanting to say heartbeat, but that's where the name comes from.
Yeah.
Heartbleed is that it affects what appears to be two-thirds of all of the secured internet traffic on the web.
Two-thirds across the world?
Possibly. You know, it's basically that there's, you know, whenever you connect to a secure website, to your bank, to an online store, whatever, you get that little padlock icon that says, okay, this is now encrypted. It's a secure connection from you to the thing. No one else can listen in. Well, it turns out that the software called OpenSSL, which is used by about two-thirds of the sites in the world, has a fatal flaw in it. And what's worse, it's been there for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So what an attacker could do is essentially connect and pull out all of the secret encryption keys, usernames, passwords, your banking login, whatever it might be, and use it themselves later. And the problem here is, although the security researchers only announced it this week and everyone's, you know, pulling their finger out and trying their hardest to get it fixed promptly around the world, the fact that that problem has been there for 2 years, it means who else might have discovered it along the way? You know, has someone else already been quietly monitoring all this?
Yeah.
You know, a certain large American agency starting with the letters NSA, well, let's face it, they have far more security researchers than anyone else on the planet. The Chinese military has huge numbers of people working on this, many other countries around the world. Maybe they have found this already and have been exploiting it. So the fact that we've, you know, found the problem and this week we've announced to everyone, hey, we're fixing it, that's a great thing. Now, Will, you asked the second question there, I suppose, which was how does it affect people? The answer is that over the next days and weeks, people are probably going to be wanting to look out for messages from every online service they deal with warning them that they were part of the problem and that they'll need to change their passwords. The short version is, if an organization has found they're vulnerable, they need to kind of patch up the hole. But at the same time, it means that any of the passwords that you had with them could well have been leaked. So, you know, they will be in touch, ideally, if they're being responsible and telling you that this has been a problem and changing your password. The problem is, Australia does not yet have what are called mandatory data breach notification laws. In the United States and in most parts of Europe, is at least is my understanding for Europe, if someone screws up or a problem is discovered and your private data has been leaked out and potentially the bad guys have seen it, they are required by law to notify you about it. We do not yet have such a law in Australia.
So just to put that in a real world situation, people will be aware of that little padlock that appears at the top of your browser when, for example, you're doing your online banking. Now, presumably, that is the piece of code or software that has a fundamental flaw in it. But in this country, unlike the US and other places, whoever is operating at your bank or whatever institution doesn't actually need to tell you there's been a breach and therefore actually let you know that you might have to change your details.
That's right. Now, there are attempts to get such law in front of Parliament.
Right.
But there's also, so there's some sectors of business who, you know, obviously want to keep it secret because it's embarrassing for them. there are other sectors of business that say, no, we'd actually like that law because we operate responsibly and we're happy to tell our customers, we just like everyone else to be just as honest. And it has caused real changes in the United States. Companies start taking their responsibility for people's private data a lot more seriously. Now, that obviously costs them a bit of money, but in the long run, it's cheaper to the economy as a whole, it probably, if these problems are fixed and dealt with. But, you know, it's something that has not quite got back onto the political agenda quite as quickly with the new government as things like, well, should we say online surveillance and some of the more stopping the cyber terrorists and all of the stuff we hear about there. So I will admit that personally I'm of the view that this kind of stuff, which has the potential to affect every Australian business and consumer, really kind of should have higher priority than, you know, terrorism is a serious thing. When it happens, it's tragic and people die, but it's actually quite rare. You know, so it gets all the news, but it's not something that's likely to affect you and me where this is.
Well, I tell you what, if this security flaw has over the period of the last 2 years, or perhaps it's even continuing to mean that private information, private Australians' information, private business information is being leaked and accessible by all manner of places, well, I'd suggest it'll leap onto the front page fairly quickly. But in a practical sense, in the absence of that legislation, what's the recommendation to people who now are listening to this saying, well, I rely on SSL, I rely on that sort of HTTPS security notification when I do all manner of things, business, banking and other. I now understand that I won't necessarily be notified that there may have been a breach, that there is a flaw in the software. What do we say to those people? What should people do in this country now armed with this knowledge about Heartbleed?
Well, what I would do for any high-value services like your email, internet banking and shops you regularly shop online with and it'll have your credit card on file, I would say start changing your passwords today to something nice and complicated and random. Get some password management software to keep track of all those passwords for you, because you certainly won't keep, you know, track of good passwords in your head.
Yeah.
Ask these institutions if you've got any concerns, you know, just say, hey, I've heard about this, you know, are you guys okay? And for anyone who runs a business, particularly a small business, they've got their own website, you're running your own email server, you know, ask your technical people today, you know, hey, have you heard this? If they haven't, then, you know, there's a sign of trouble to begin with. and if they say, oh, you've heard of that, the next question obviously is, well, are we okay? You know, maybe you'll be in the third or more of the servers online and email servers online for which this isn't a problem. For a big chunk of them, it is a problem and it does need some action pretty soon.
Stu, just in trying to get a sense of the scale of this problem and the size of people affected, and clearly we might not know that for years to come. As you say, the flaw has been in place for a couple of years now and it's currently being worked on, and that flaw is trying to be fixed by a whole host of people. Given that, are we talking about the damage has already been done to people that will have suffered as a result of this security flaw, or is it going to still play out? Is it about people that will be affected into the future?
Look, mostly the damage has been done. If now that everyone's out there trying to fix the hole, it's the bad guys have had their chance, if they had the chance, and have got hold of information. But people might only have the effects come out later when identity theft happens, someone uses a stolen credit card or a stolen email password to create a false identity, and that's where you get someone taking out credit cards in your name and clocking up a huge bill. And when that kind of thing happens, people don't find out until, I don't know, a year down the track when suddenly they've got someone, you know, a bloke in a Hawaiian shirt knocking on the door, handing him a bit of paper saying, you owe the bank $70,000, pay up.
Yeah. Yeah. Stu Guerin, really appreciate your time.
My pleasure, mate.
Stu Guerin is an IT commentator. He's an expert in talking about matters of internet security. And you can read, in fact, his latest column on the issue of Heartbleed, this flaw in the security technology that governs so much of what we do online, by way of his Crikey article at the Crikey website. You can check it out there. It is an incredible story. And I tell you, if the concept of SSL technology and lines of code is lost on you. What we're talking about is a flaw in that, you know, that little padlock at the top of your browser? You know how when it says HTTPS, the S we all assume means secure or something like that? Fundamentally flawed, they're saying. And as he said, it's as though there's a hole in every bridge right around the country, if we're talking in an infrastructure sense. But what we're talking about here is a giant hole in that security feature on the internet.